We're joined by the human highlight reel, Dominique Wilkins. Welcome to the show, Dominique. Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you back with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Let's get right to it. Your continuing fight against diabetes, it's one that I can relate to personally, but it's tough. It's an everyday battle. Why don't you speak to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it is. It is a battle. But I think the battle starts with the denial of the disease and the lack of managing it. It becomes a major battle because now, you know, your body has been broken down by the effects of diabetes. But once you accept it, once you manage it, it's not that difficult of a disease to live with. And that's why the relationship with Novo Nordisk and myself is so important, because, you know, they are able to launch this website, the DiabetesDreamTeam.com website, to really help people with some of those issues that they're dealing with, the personal bout of diabetes, on what type of medication, what you need to do as far as managing. And personally, I've done those, some of the same things. I had to search till I found the right thing to work for me, like the pills not being just enough to manage my disease, but finding other options, sitting down with your physician to find something that works for you. So the thing that we're trying to do now is send people to our sweepstakes, enter the sweepstakes, where you can have an opportunity a year from now to come to a diabetic conference to talk about diabetes, hang out with myself, and get a better idea of what type of game plan you need to manage it. And coming up with a treatment plan and sticking to it, those are important things.
Well, Dominique, it is a battle, and you're spreading an important message. I want to go on the hardwood with your Atlanta Hawks. You work for them as color analyst, so you get to see a ton of Atlanta Hawks basketball. Some changes off a big 60-plus win year in the offseason. Damari Carroll gone. Tim Hardaway Jr. in. Tiago Splitter in. Walter Tavares in. Paul Millsap back. How do you like this team, and how do you think they stack up compared to last year, number one? And number two, with some of the other shakers and movers in the East, where do you see the Hawks ending up when this is all said and done?
Well, I love our team. Of course, we're going to miss Damari Carroll. I mean, he was a major part of the team. Defensively brought some defensive stability, a guy who can knock down open shots. So you're going to miss him. But at the same time, we've definitely had some moves to really help our team. Hopefully it'll be even better coming into next season. I love our chances in the East. But, again, we want to take it one step at a time. We don't want to look too far ahead, make predictions, because I don't believe in predictions at this point. So, again, it's just building your team the right way and giving yourself an opportunity to compete on a very high level.
Well, obviously you've added some quality size in both Splitter and Tavares. Mike Scott is left over from last year's team. I know Coach Bud really envisions him as a four. I think he's very athletic. I think he can play some three. Is he a guy you could see moving over and playing some three because of his ability to be a tough defender?
Well, he definitely can play three. You know, he's a guy who's pretty fortunate who can play both forwards, but he would be a very effective three because he can stretch the floor. He brings some toughness. He can rebound. So, again, I mean, he's in a pretty good situation. But it's going to come down to what chemistry works for our team.
Well, you raised the chemistry issue, and I think you still there? Okay,
yes.
Sorry. I thought we lost you for a second. The chemistry issue obviously is big. Joe and I have had this discussion on the show many times involving Al Horford. And here's a guy that almost by necessity, or actually by necessity, has been forced to play the pivot. And we both feel if he was ever the starting power forward on a consistent basis, he'd be a perennial all-star. But they re-signed Paul Millsap, so you're kind of back to square one. He's going to be playing mostly five. And to me, I think that restricts the ability of this team to a point to take it to that next level.
Well, he's always played out of position his whole career so far. But, you know, he's a guy who accepts his role. And, you know, he's been a 3-4-time All-Star in that role, but you know, a lot of times he does give up a lot of size, and that takes a lot of wear and tear to go through that year after year, and it takes a toll on you. But he's been able to sustain it, and again, not a guy who don't complain. He just comes to play.
Do you expect now, with the additions of both Tavares and Splitter, that we'll see a little bit more or a lot more of Al Horford playing some four and some interesting lineups, whether it's big lineups or small lineups? Do you think adding those two bigs along with bringing back Millsap and having Horford here, that there's a lot more versatility to the front court of this team than there was last year?
No question about it. No question about it. Al Horford will be able to play some four. You move Paul Millsap over to some three, so your lineup gets real big in a hurry. So we have a lot of options, a lot of interchangeable parts that will definitely work for us.
You know, Danny Ferry gone. Coach Bud now really calling all the shots. Not so much as a power struggle, just Danny Ferry with his unfortunate situation that he ended up involving himself in, out. What's the organizational and ownership's faith in Coach Bud going forward? Obviously, they turned over the reins to him. He seems to really have a pretty good grasp on what he wants to do and a philosophy now that goes forward with this organization.
We got a great system in place. We have great ownership. Tony Russell is a really, really great guy, very transparent, and I couldn't be happier personally to have an ownership like that in place. So I can't tell you how excited I am about him and the relationship that we're able to build. So, you know, putting faith in Coach Bud, you know, he's definitely hand over the reins to him. And, you know, again, you know, Coach Bud did a great job of really changing his whole team around, so and he deserves it.
I got one more before we let you go. We're going to keep you on schedule, Dominique. Becky Hammons coaches the San Antonio Spurs Summer League team to the Las Vegas Summer League Championship. How far down the line before we see a woman head coach in the NBA, and would today's player respond to a female head
basketball? That's a great question. That's a great question. You know, she did a heck of a job of really getting the team into that Summer League Championship. I understand this is Summer League, but at the same time, those guys respected her. And so, again, you know, the evolving changes in the NBA has kind of dictated that. And so nothing ever surprised me when it comes to professional sports. But, again, you know, she paid her way. She's paid her dues. So you got to give her credit for that.
As we go out the door, give us all the information, please, one more time on your fight against diabetes.
Definitely, we want people to continue to go to our website, the diabetesdreamteam.com website. It's a great, great website of really getting information on how you deal with diabetes. And for people who don't know what the website is or what the Dream Team is, it's your doctor, it's your family, it's your trainer, anybody who's a part of your supporting cast, people that your loved ones that's around you, help build that Dream Team. So we want people to continue to enter that sweepstakes where you can have an opportunity to visit with me down the road, a year down the road, to really come and build and learn how to build your own game plan as far as managing diabetes. So continue to support, you know, this website. It's something that's definitely going to help you. Use this information to your advantage.
Thanks, Dominique. We appreciate the couple minutes. Get on down the road.
Thank you.
Anytime. Dominique Wilkins here in the attack.